And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of December 10th. This week, 50 years ago in 1967, Otis Redding and four members of the Bar K's died in a plane crash near Madison, Wisconsin. In 1985, Chuck Negron was fired from Three Dog Night by Danny Hutton and Corey Wells. Harry Belafonte premiered on Broadway in the musical Almanac this week in 1953. David Soul won a $70,000 judgment in a lawsuit against a London theater critic who criticized his stage performance without even seeing it. The judgment came through this week in 2001. In 2002, Carlos Santana performed at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo, Norway. Aretha Franklin made her New York concert debut at the Village Vanguard this week in 1960. Ringo Starr's movie, The Magic Christian, premiered in London, England this week in 1970. In 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis married his second cousin, Myra, before the divorce from his previous marriage was even finalized. Mick Taylor left the Rolling Stones this week in 1974. Mick Jagger received a knighthood from Prince Charles from Britain at Buckingham Palace this week in 2003. A Portland, Oregon disc jockey was fired for playing Elvis Presley's White Christmas on the air this week in 1957. In 1971, filming began on the Diana Ross movie Lady Sings the Blues. The Beatles signed with manager Brian Epstein, although Brian Epstein never signed the contract. Happened this week in 1961. John Denver's Montana Christmas Skies special aired this week on television in 1991. In 1966, Chad and Jeremy, as well as Don Ho, were guests on Batman TV show, and Catwoman stole their voices as the premise for the episode. The documentary about T-Rex, Born to Boogie, that was directed by Ringo Starr and featuring Elton John, had its premiere in London, England, this week in 1972. Jermaine Jackson married Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr.'s daughter, Hazel, this week in 1973. An intruder broke into George Harrison's home and stabbed the ex-Beatle, and he was found not guilty by reason of insanity this week in 2000. Joe Walsh was given an honorary doctorate of music from Kent State University in Ohio this week in 2001. In 1969, the Peace for Christmas charity concert for UNICEF took place in London, and it featured John Lennon, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Keith Moon. The Beach Boys met Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in Paris this week in 1967 and began learning about transcendental meditation. The Who disbanded this week in 1983. George Harrison was deported from Germany for being too young to perform in the country with the Beatles there in 1960. Ray Charles received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1981. Saturday Night Fever had its film debut this week in 1977. Johnny Cash made his first appearance on the Louisiana Hayride program in Shreveport, and he met his future wife, June Carter, there this week in 1955. Judy Collins received the Champion Award from the American Society of Composers and Publishers for music in the service of vital causes dedicated to a better world, and she received that award in 2008. In the studio, the Coasters recorded Charlie Brown in 58. Bill Haley cut See You Later, Alligator in 1955. Jimi Hendrix recorded Foxy Lady in 66. Perez Prado in the studio in 1956. He recorded Patricia. The Everly Brothers cut Let It Be Me in 59. Glenn Yarbrough recorded Baby the Rain Must Fall in 1964. Peter and Gordon recorded the John Lennon-Paul McCartney composition Woman this week in 65. And Bill Haley recorded his version of The Ballad of Davy Crockett this week in 1954. And from Treasure, we've got birthdays yet to go. Here you go. Chad Stewart from Chad and Jeremy is 74. Susan Day from the Partridge Family, 65. Brenda Lee is turning 74. David Gates is 77. Jermaine Jackson is 63. J. Frank Wilson, born this week, 1941. Also born in 1941, Perez Prado. The late Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, born in 1926 this week. Connie Francis is 79, Dionne Warwick, 78, Frank Sinatra, born 1915. Ted Nugent from the Amboy Dukes is 68, Patty Duke, born in 46. Charlie Rich, born in 1932. Spike Jones, the great novelty big band leader, born this week in 1911. Dave Clark is 75. Jesse Belvin, born in 1932. Late disc jockey Alan Freed, born this week, 1922. Cindy Birdsong from the Supremes is 75. Jerry Wallace, born in 28. Benny Andersson from ABBA is turning 70. Ludwig von Beethoven, born this week, 1770. And Lou Adler, one-time husband of Shelley Fabre, who produced Barry McGuire and the Mamas and Papas, he is 84 this week. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of December 10th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.